Hi, I'm Roxanne, and this is Create Abundance Now. Abbreviated, that spells CAN. We're here every other Monday to talk about understanding and to bring knowledge and understanding through different ideas, thoughts, and vibrations via our hosts as well as our guests. Today, I'm going to be talking with you a little bit more about something I call shifting. Shifting is a process. Shifting is a thought. Shifting is an idea. Shifting is a way of living. But before we get to that, I want to make sure I say a special thank you to BBS Radio, to Donald and Douglas Newsom, for the great work that they put together for us as hosts and for our guests. They provide a service that I want everybody to understand is unlike any other service for those of us that wish to be on radio out there. They give us freedom. They allow us choices. They don't work with sponsors who feel a need to hold back anything that we find necessary to share with you as far as understanding and knowledge and truth. They stand for that. They believe in that. It's part of our Constitution. And as such, we do pay for our time on this radio station. But we do so gladly, and we do so proudly. And our guests also pay. Because once again, they understand, in this day and age, you've got to be your own person. You can't allow the media, the world around you, to dictate to you how you're going to express your thoughts, your feelings, and what you really believe to be your own personal truth, your own personal knowledge. We've got to become more conscious at this time in our creation. And that is what I bring forth as a coach and as a trainer, as a public speaker, as a motivational speaker. I always want people to understand the biggest message I have to share with you is get conscious. Bring yourself back into conscious alignment with the world around you, the real world around you, not the illusion. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. There's a lot of illusion going on out there. Go within that still space within your heart, that space called love, that space some call God, some call Holy Spirit. Go within that space of consciousness, if you will, and find your consciousness, find your vibration. And as you do that, take that and connect it with your higher power, your source, your God, and know that is your true oneness in this lifetime. So, now that I've let that off my chest, I also wanted to let you know that as a host on BBS Radio, I have many guests that I share time with, and I respect and appreciate and adore every one of them. However, I may not necessarily share all of their thoughts, nor do they share mine, or all of their beliefs, nor do they share mine, but that is not what our show is about. Our show is about sharing understanding across boundaries and reaching out to touch everybody in some still small space within them. That's what this life is all about, people. Loving, sharing, coming together, sometimes leaving or coming apart, but in essence, we are all truly one spirit. So, shifting. We talked about on one of our shows I did, I think it was back on the 31st of December, we did a show that was based specifically in the letting go process, which is the beginning of shifting, the letting go of negative energies, the letting go of negative vibrations, for the purpose of bringing you to the higher level of vibration and alignment with your higher power or source. We're going to do some more work on that today because I know that within myself there's always still dark areas that need to have the light shed on them. They need to be removed. And we will be talking more about that as we go on. We're going to do some goal setting today. I don't know if anybody has ever explained the process of goal setting, and I'll be honest with you, I've done some work recently. I've done some different, I don't know how to explain it. I guess I could say I've allowed myself to open up my mind, my heart, and my energy to a whole different form of goal setting than I was originally trained in. And it goes to a deeper level of the creation, which is within each and every one of us. The one thing I always want to make sure that you understand is you are the creation. And in as much as you are the creation, you are the creator. And everything that you do is your creation. I was having a conversation a while ago with somebody. We were talking about love relationships, and I kind of had to laugh. I said, well, love is a beautiful thing. And she said, yeah, when it's not being ripped out of your chest. And I explained to her, well, actually, nothing's really being ripped away from you, my dear. The thing that you need to understand is that it's not that anything's ever taken away from you, because all of the love and all of the joy, all of the happiness, all of the true positive energies are always within you, and they're your own personal experience. So no one can take anything away from you, my friends. Know that. Cherish that and take that with you wherever you go in this lifetime. All that you learn, all of your positive learnings, all of your emotions, all of the beautiful emotions and the beautiful thoughts, once again, you're the creator. You get to have that and keep that with you. That's a vibration that vibrates within your energy space that surrounds your body. No one takes anything away from you. No one. Okay. So, let's see. Let's get to letting go of some negative emotions. We're going to do this in a different way than I've ever done it before. And I came to understand this because when I did it, it was the first time in my entire life when I actually really knew and felt the process had taken place. Letting go of negative emotions is a very important thing to do, because in as much as we hang on to the negative emotions, we hang on to the victimhood. We hang on to our righteous need to be right. We hang on to our ego, which is part of the elusive creation of life. I want not to say manifestation. It's an illusory part of life. Without the ego, though, we would not be able to learn the lessons that we learn and have them be a part of our life, our spirit, and as we go forth into eternal life, they would not be a part of that. So for that, we thank the ego. And then as much as we thank the ego and we love the ego, we let go of the creations that do not serve the whole of your beingness, your radiant, radiant vibration. So, what I'd like you to do is close your eyes. Close your eyes now and become comfortably relaxed within your body, within your mind, within your thoughts. And as you relax, some of you may even hear a slight sound, almost like the sound of the water when you you hold a seashell up to your ear at the ocean. Should you hear that, breathe into that and allow it to be one with you. That's the sound of your energy, the energy that surrounds you, the energy that's within you. Now, go within. Go deep within to that still, small, beautiful space. The space within you that holds your beingness, your true vibration, the only true vibration of you, your creation, your love. Love and creation are one and the same. Go within that space where the love and creation vibrate. See it if you will. Feel it if you will. Hear it if you will as a sound. And breathe into it. Breathe in. Feel the life breath running throughout your entire beingness. And allow it to permeate every cell of your body. And as it does, allow it to radiate as warmth, as light, as color, radiating like the ripples that are created when you drop a pebble in a pond, radiating from the middle of your body outward, the energy that is your true creation, your love, radiating out around you. And now, place your hand in the middle of your body between your navel on the lower half of your rib cage. Breathe into this space. Very good, you're doing wonderfully. And right at the navel, know, see, feel a golden thread begin to form, almost like an umbilical cord, beginning to stretch itself outward past your aura, past your energy field, high, high up, higher and higher and higher, until you begin to see the light above. Let this golden strand, this beautiful golden strand of light, of creation, the light, the creation that is the I Am, that is you. You are the I Am. Let this golden strand connect itself now to the light that is Source, the light that is God, the light that is higher power, the light that is what you know it to be. Be one with that now and breathe. Follow that strand. Follow that strand into the light until you are one with the light. One with the light. You are the light, and the light is you. You are one in creation. From this space, high in the light, allow the love to permeate every essence of all of your being that's ever been. in any lifetime or any generation. Any action, word, or deed that's ever been in this lifetime, all that is, all that ever has been and ever will be. You are all one. Pure light, love, creation. From this point, allow yourself to look down, see your golden strand of light that leads back to your beautiful, magnificent energy. Your beautiful, magnificent energy space, known as your aura. It's a space, it's a form, it's matter, it's light, it's creation. It's a vibration. It's you. Scan your aura and look. Look to find any particles, anything that does not resonate with love. And as you do, find them. Gently ask them. Let go. And leave me with your knowledge. I thank you for having spent this time with me. Let each and every one of the negative energies leave the beautiful, magnificent energy body that is your energy body now. On a whole nother level, you feel this letting go. In the realization, the creation has completed total love, and all the energy within, as well as all the energy without, the energy coming from your source, your God, your higher power, and that which you know to be your connection, now and always. Breathe into this moment. Feel this moment. Hear this moment. See this moment. See the radiant vibration of your aura, complete and pure. You are one, complete and pure light, love. And now, find yourself in the light and see your golden strand. We're going to come back via the golden strand. Follow it like a path back to your beingness and come back into your life, your creation, your oneness with physical, who you are today. And open your eyes and look around you. Things may look a little brighter. Things may be a little clearer. Things may feel a little lighter. You just let go. Letting go is as easy as asking. I once asked if I could be the vessel, the healing energy, and if I could be the vessel for the words. And I said I will, and I said I am. And it was done. Anything that you would like, as long as it's in harmony and congruency, and it's ecologically sound for yourself and the world around you, all you ever need to do is ask, and it will be. Come from your truth, come from your love, and know it will be. Now we're going to be doing some goal setting. You may have heard me use the words, the very powerful words, I am. I am. putting everything in a goal, in a positive sense, is the most pivotal aspect of the goal itself. If the goal is stated in anything other than positive, you're not resonating from your highest potential as the creation and as the creator. And that goes away from your truth of who you are. Each and every one of you was born, believe it or not, a true, pure creation of love. Pure love and pure light. This lifetime's learnings, and I don't like to say it's anything other than that because it's positive. Even if it's a negative, we get learning from it, and for that we must be thankful and grateful. But this lifetime's learnings can sometimes leave what we saw earlier. Little specks, little pieces of darkness or negative energy on our auras. And the process that we just experienced is one where we can go back through our connection with our golden strand into the higher light and take away any negative energies, preserving the learning experience that it gave us in this lifetime and allowing us to have that completeness of our energy. So everything stated in positive, everything stated in the I am, everything stated in now. Some, and we have had this discussion on numerous occasions, have said to put a date with the goals. And I myself have felt that that was necessary at different times, but I must share with you now, I believe in my deeper sense that a date on a goal is taking away from the quantum aspect, which tells us and shows us, and we've been able to find through experimentation, that the future is actually happening right now. So to put a date on a goal, to me, would be counterproductive. It would be going against the actual vibration of the I am now. And the I am now, that is the purest form of focus and the purest form of creation that you can use within yourself to create the life you were born to live. I need to talk a little bit about the goals. You need to understand that when you create a goal, you're creating it and you're putting your energy, your life light, your life energy into it. And we've talked about this before in neurolinguistic programming and timeline therapy and all these different things that, you know, are just knowledge, but are great knowledge, but knowledge. Beyond that, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility because we are powerful creators. I am an extremely powerful creator, and I have created things in my life and have put other people in my life. And maybe I did so with the best of intentions at the time, but it wasn't where they were meant to be. So respect that if there's someone in your life that you have an emotion for and you really, in your heart of hearts, you want them to be a part of your life, go deep within yourself and ask yourself, is this really going to be right for them? Say, for instance, you have a friend who's still married and you really care about this person. Don't focus on bringing them in to your life. That's not a responsible way to use your power. It's a very unresponsible way to use your power. That person's life is their life and yours is yours. Quite honestly, shift out from that need to control that situation. And the sooner that you do, the purity of your intentions comes back to you. I have something I'm going to read real quick before we get into goals. I have a book that I've been writing for quite some time, and it's been morphing itself. I like to say morphing because that's what it seems like it does. And one of the passages I wrote, I'll read to you now. The fullness of intention, as it is the energy of love. Intention is God. As Juan Miguel Ruiz has told us through the Four Agreements, intention is love. Intention, which is love, which is God. God and love, one and the same. Intention should guide all of our thoughts to their likely creation into abundance in love and kind for self and others. This is the pivotal point of the thought, quote, love of self and love of others. Love of self means love of others because others are self and self are others. Without the guidance of intention, we're not creating creation from our truth, which is our deepest space within of love and conscious beingness. The space within where we find our God, our source, our energy, our love. Without the guidance of intention, we are overpowering with our creative energy, meaning we're forcing our will, which is the will of intention, to create. And again, we are very powerful beings. Whenever we force our will, we create that which we find we must work through or unravel at some point because it was not our original intention. In other words, when you force your will, you will end up creating for yourself something that was not your intention and will be a difficulty, will be a painful process for you to unravel. Use your intention to let thy will be for the good of all. Always remember that. Use your intention for thy will to be for the good of all. This will always be the case when thy will is fused into the goal or process. So remember, fuse thy will into the goal or process. Intention comes from the still space within that again houses your God, your source, your Holy Spirit, your energy. Whatever your particular word for that is, focus on the highest intention with all your deeds and ask yourself when you're doing them, is this my will? Or thy will? Is this the ego will? Or is this thy will? Meaning energy, love, God, source. If it is your own willful nature, then let it go. Allow the process to be free, to begin over, or make amend for any control you may have put forth. And know, when we use our will, we are using control, and the creation will end up bringing us a form of discomfort in the end. But when we use our will with the purest of intentions, the highest of intentions, and we come from the love space within, all is one and complete. And the vibration and alignment is one. Ultimately, my feeling in this lifetime is that we as creations are moving to a time when we will take this process that I am teaching you today and be gifted, maybe gifted, I don't know if that's the right word, but we will be allowed, we will be able to use it for instantaneous creation. And at that point, I believe, we will be allowed to choose how we will exist in this world. Some of us may choose to just be a vibration because we've completely aligned ourselves. We've aligned ourselves and we've ascended and we have become the light because we already are. When you go via the golden strand to your source of light, you are the light and the light is you. You are the creator. And the creator is you. So, we've released the negative energy blocks. And now, we're going to move on farther into the goal process. Focus. Focus to create. This means to focus with the exclusion of all other things, all other people, all other places. Focus comes from within. So go within to the still consciousness of being within and focus from this point. This is where you do your creation from. Out into your energy field. Focus your goal onto your energy field. And ask that all people, places, and opportunities that are in support of your pure magnificence and being be there and be present now. So let's do this together. Let's close our eyes again and go within to the space within of consciousness. Because in as much as we are creating in this lifetime, we need others coming along with us with similar creations. Radiate the love from within and ask that all people, places, and opportunities in support of your pure magnificence and being be present now and come together now for your creation, your pure creation, the life we were all meant to live. Now. I'm going to give you a few minutes to create your goals so that you're able to get your thoughts together, because we're actually going to be at some point during this brief time we get to spend together, my dears, taking these goals and taking them out into the light and dropping them into your aura. What I'd like you to do first is start your goal creation process. I'm going to do mine right now with you. The first two words are, I am. And let's give an example. I am now a wonderful, loving life coach. That's one goal. I am now loved by myself and others from the pure space within. I can hear you out there. You're talking about money. I can hear it. How does money fit with all of this? Okay. I know. It's not all hairy-fairy. We do need to get down to business because we do live in a physical world. And the physical world does have a price tag, after all. That's why the guests that come on our shows have to be willing to pay to be a part of our show, because our shows have the freedom. We are allowed freedom because we pay a price for it. I once said, freedom has one of the highest prices ever that's paid in this lifetime. Freedom's price, my friends, is strength. Without strength, freedom does not happen. You must be strong, and that strength comes from that space within that I keep talking about. So, okay, Roxanne, how does the money thing work? Explain how that comes together for us. I hear the I am, I hear the now. Okay, how does this happen? Well, remember, money is a vibration of love and gratitude for that which we give to others in joy. Anything that you do in this lifetime brings you joy by your own choosing. We are in control of that because we are the creators. I know that's a tough pill to swallow. So if you have a job and maybe you're not enjoying it right now, I would ask you to try this. Come from the space within of joy, of love within you every day, and breathe into that before you go out to do that job, and just say to yourself, I am joy. I am love. I am radiant. And I am attracting into my life joyful, radiant, loving people. As I'm attracting these joyful, radiant, loving people, I am giving them my gratitude and my love and thanks. And they're giving it back to me. And as they give it back to me, they give it to me in the form of money or opportunities for creation. I am now a creation of divine wealth. I am now a creation of divine wealth. That sounds pretty good. I think the universe can work with that. Doesn't feel like there are any incongruencies there. You're still fulfilling the wealth and abundance. And you're coming from the space of love and congruency. So, take a few minutes now and write your I am goals. Make sure that they're congruent. Make sure that they're responsible and they're ecological. Make sure they're in the form of now. Know that then is now and now is then. And just take a few minutes and do that. And I'll give everybody about 3 minutes. Just kind of go through it. Because as you get this completed, you're going to take each and every one of them, and we're going to create a little picture with it. We're going to create all of the beautiful ideas, thoughts, pictures, colors, sounds, tastes, and smells that needs to go with each and every one of those goals. And then we're going to create it in you, in your beingness now. And you can do this at any time. And on BBS, we have an archives page. And at our archives page, we're more than happy to allow you, the listener, an opportunity to sign up and get the archives for the show. And I urge you to listen to it over and over again and allow it to radiate with you, this shifting that's going on for you. Shifting is a process of going within, not going without. Shifting is about letting go more than hanging on to. The idea that we are the true creators of our personal reality and the central controller of our own lives, destinies, choices, and the like. That's what shifting is. So I'm going to give everybody a few more minutes, and then we're going to go through the process. Your goals will become your creation now. Okay. How are we doing out there, everybody? Are you getting them? Okay. Each and every one of the goals, take a look at individually. My first goal is, I am now a wonderful, loving life coach. And as I close my eyes, I see around me, I hear all the things happening that let me know the outcome. That's the other thing we need to have, outcome of being a wonderful, loving life coach. I see the people touching me, shaking my hand, telling me thank you so very much. I see them handing me in loving kindness their payments for the training or their checks for the individual one-on-one coaching I've done with them, coming from my space of love to theirs, helping them to shift out of the energies that they've been in that kept them from creating the beautiful life they were born to live. And then I see this, hear this, feel this, I create this Polaroid picture of it. A Polaroid picture of it with beautiful colors in my face and all of them in it. I take that, I hold on to it within my space, within a focus. And from that space within, I breathe into that picture. Hold it right there in the center of my belly. And I breathe into it. It's a beautiful picture. I love this picture. Now, I take that picture and I take it at arm's length and I allow it to just hang right in front of me as my eyes are closed in my mind's eye. I'm going to move to my next goal. I am now loved by myself and others from the pure space within. And I see people around me holding me and hugging me, and I feel their love. I see the light radiating from each and every one of us, like we're radiant light beings, almost not necessary of having physical bodies. I feel it, I see it. I hear their joy-filled words. I hear my joy-filled words. I take that. I make a picture out of it. It's beautiful with golden light for me. That's my picture. Yours may be something different. Whatever your goal is, make a picture. See yourself in the picture. Know your beingness in that picture. Take that Polaroid, place it on your stomach again, and breathe into it, your life breath. Energize it with your life breath, your focus within. Now take that picture and hold it out at arm's length. See it? And let go of it and let it just hang there in your mind's eye. Do this with each and every one of your goals. I am now a creation of divine wealth. For me, I see the people around me, and I am so very grateful, and I feel that. And I say I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what you're giving me. I see them and hear them say, thank you. We are grateful to you as well. In all the things we do together, in creating our divine wealth, and we are grateful. I see this and feel this and hear it. See the colors all around. I take that, I step out of that picture. I see myself in that picture with all those beautiful people and the divine wealth that I know I was born to be a part of in this lifetime. I take this picture, place it on my stomach, and breathe my life energy into it. Very good. You're doing very well. Now take the picture and put it at arm's length away from you, but so you can still see it, and allow it to gently hang right there in your mind's eye. Anytime you wish to create a goal, the picture itself is the outcome with all the submodalities, the colors, the feelings, the sounds, the tastes. And the I am now. I want you to collect your pictures. Collect your pictures. Collect them and go within yourself now, within. Go within to your love and breathe into your conscious space within, breathe, and become aware again of the golden strand that emanates from around the area of your navel. Be aware of this golden strand and follow the golden strand. Follow it higher and higher and higher. Follow that strand. Follow that strand all the way as high as you can until you see the light, hear the light, feel the light. You may even hear music playing. Go into the light. Fuse yourself, your beingness, in that light. Looking down from within the light, see the golden strand. You are the light, and the light is you. Say to yourself now, I am the light. I am the light. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. For you are the creator. I am that I am. I am that I am, for you are the creator. Remember the Polaroids you brought. If you haven't brought them with you, allow them to travel along the strand of golden light all the way up into the light with you now. Hold the Polaroids with you in the light. I am that I am. I am that I am. Blessing each and every one of them. I am that I am. I am that I am. And from this place within the light that is source, the light that is God, the light that is all creation, allow each and every one of those beautiful pictures that has your essence in it, drop itself gently down into your energy space called your aura. One by one, dropping down into that beautiful energy space that is you. And as they do, you may see sparks of light. You may see colors. You may hear sounds, music, maybe even fireworks. This is the beauty of your creation. It is coming. It is now. I am that I am. Each and every one of your goals, dropping into that energy that is you, creating the life now. See your aura from up there in the light. Watch that auric field as it expands out farther and farther than it ever has before, out into the future. Out into the future. Watch it as it expands out into the light. And for a brief moment, that you are one. And now, allow the aura to come back, bringing with it all of that love, all of that knowledge that's always been and always will be, making itself this beautiful golden light shell with colors like violet and blue dancing all within it, sealed around you, about 2.5 to 3 feet in its entirety. And from the highest high within the light that you are now, follow the golden strand that will never be cut. That is your connection with your God, your higher power, your source. Back to your beingness within. Breathe into your beauty. Breathe into your light. Breathe into your love. Breathe into your oneness now. Allow yourself to vibrate. Take this time to vibrate with this energy that is you. You are the creator, and I love you very much. I thank you very much for being present for this process today. I want you to open your eyes and say thank you. Thank you to yourself for allowing yourself to love yourself this much. Your gift is that love. Your experience and every experience in this lifetime. Cherish each and every one of them. I look forward to speaking with you again in 2 weeks when my special guest is a wonderful woman by the name of Ali Thies. She's going to share with us her wisdom as a gypsy who is going to tell us what she sees in our romantic future. Each and every one of you can get a romance reading from our friend, Ali Thies. We love you, Ali, and we cannot wait to share our time with you. And I am so grateful that you spent your time with me. May blessings of peace and joy come from me to you and to each and every one of you and all of us here in this lifetime. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.